Does mommy go to work today?
Yes.
No.
It's Sunday morning, and Holly Torres and her 10-year-old son Zachary have no plans today but to hang out. Zachary has Down syndrome, and his mom says he looks forward to their time together all week.
Do we stay home together?
Yeah,
we do. Huh?
Torres is a single mom, and she works full-time as South Peninsula Hospital CFO. Torres moved to Alaska with her son from Arizona over a year ago. Since then, she's spent her time making calls and filling out paperwork in hopes of securing Medicaid services for Zachary. Torres says it took 6 months for her application to initially get approved.
It was just a really long time, and I thought it'd be 2 months tops, you know, because I'm thinking he has Down syndrome. How much, you know, do they have to really evaluate that? I mean, he should automatically qualify.
States are federally required to process Medicaid applications for those with disabilities within 3 months. Because of Alaska's backlog, Torres paid for her son's medical expenses out of pocket while she waited to be approved. Medicaid did eventually reimburse her for those costs, but then Torres lost the coverage again.
Got a call in April when he had an appointment at Providence for his cystic fibrosis, and they told me it's showing that it's denied until I could get it reinstated, and then it took me 2 or 3 weeks to finally get a hold of somebody.
Torres says the state told her it didn't receive a portion of her paperwork. Torres says she resubmitted her paperwork, but in the meantime, she's once again paying out of pocket for Zachary's medication, which can run between $2,000 and $3,000 per month. She's also cutting back on the services she can't afford.
He was getting occupational therapy. He hasn't gotten that. He hasn't gone back up to Providence for his cystic fibrosis visits.
She's not the only one struggling with receiving Medicaid benefits. Kate Burkhart is the state's ombudsman, which investigates complaints against the state government and agencies.
We received over 400 complaints related to these issues in the course of 2 years. And many of them were, I applied for benefits, for food stamps or for Medicaid, and it's been several months, and I haven't heard anything, and I call, and no one ever calls me back, and I have no food in the house, or I need to go to the doctor, and I don't know what to do.
The ombudsman reported the findings of its investigation last month. It found that the State Division of Public Assistance, which directly oversees Medicaid in Alaska, is woefully understaffed, and that caseloads increased by about 25% since the Affordable Care Act allowed states to expand Medicaid services in 2015.
The backlog at its height had been about 30,000 cases awaiting attention from the division in June of 2017, which was during the time that we were receiving these complaints. They had worked it down to 17,000 cases still awaiting attention in December of 2017.
Monica Windham is the director of the Division of Public Assistance, and Windham says because of the increased caseload, the division has struggled with staff turnover. The division requested funding from the legislature for roughly 40 positions to help reduce the mountain of applications on the back burner. The division was awarded funding for 20. Windham says that's better than nothing, but she adds that the division is still forced to make tough decisions.
We had to make the decision, do we answer the phone or do we work the benefits? I mean, if we take 10 people off of working benefits to answer the phone, then our backlog increases.
Do you like your dolls?
Yeah.
Back at Torres's home, she's still waiting to hear back about the application roughly a month after resubmitting her paperwork.
One of my biggest frustrations is I'm a taxpayer, so I've paid a lot of money into the system, and now I have a child that needs the services that are provided by our government, which I'm very appreciative and thankful for. But I just feel like, why do I have to fight for them?
Torres is also looking at alternatives, such as insurance through her work, but she says that will still leave her footing the bill for some of Zachary's care.
Homer? We live in Homer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.